You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Gabby from Norwood.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Gabby, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
You too, thank you.
So, Gabby, you know how this works. We got 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
Eugene and Dan Levy will host the Emmys together. I always get this wrong. I got it right this time.
It's
right?
Levy.
Gosh, I always get it wrong.
I was going to let you cook, though.
Thank you. Eugene and Dan Levy will host the Emmys together. They co-created the show Schitt's Creek. What is the name of the overtop actress mother who, with an extensive wig collection on the show?
I've never seen the show.
Oh.
I don't know.
Got to fold the cheese. That's all you need to know. Coldplay's current Music of the Spheres World Tour is now the highest grossing rock tour of all time. With almost $1 billion in counting, it surpassed which artist's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, which made $939
million. The Beatles?
Question number 3. Rapper Fat Joe celebrating his 54th birthday today. Who sings on this show with Fat Joe? Take a listen.
Got to do it. Got to do it.
What is her name?
Ashanti.
Founder Wheelhouse Dan.
There it is.
Question number 4. Ryan Reynolds gushed about Hugh Jackman in an Instagram post calling him my friend and favorite actor. Hugh replied, and I'm crying again. Deadpool and Wolverine has grossed over $1 billion and is still climbing. Who did Channing Tatum play in the film?
Gambit.
Question number 5. Today's National Potato Day. Which famous comedian was the voice of Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies?
Hold on.
Who's in the who's in the car helping you?
Eddie Murphy, I think that's.
All right. Oh, okay. Just talking to yourself. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just talking to myself.
Sounds like a car full.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to this morning, Gabby? Where are you headed?
I'm just headed to work. I work in Roslindale.
Okay, good deal. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Gabby got, I have 2 out of 5 correct.
Yes, 2.
These are
good
tough
job.
Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Yep.
Eugene and Dan Levy will host the Emmys together. They co-created the show Schitt's Creek. What is the name of the overtop actress mother with an extensive wig collection on the show?
What's her character name?
Or yes.
Her actress
name? Yes.
Moira.
Last name, please.
Rose.
1-0. Coldplay's current Music of the Spheres World Tour is now the highest grossing rock tour of all time. With almost $1 billion in counting, it surpassed which artist's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, which made $939 million.
Elton John.
Yes, it was Elton John, not the Beatles.
It's a lot of scratch.
2-0, rapper Fat Joe turns 50. What did I do?
You buzzed her.
Oh, did I? Let's try that. I wrote down a check mark on my notes.
That's all that matters.
Her. 2-0. Question number 3. Rapper Fat Joe turns 54 today. Who sings on this song with Fat Joe Kennedy?
Ashanti.
Got to do it. Got to do it, babe.
That is correct. 3-1. Question number 4. Ryan Reynolds gushed about Hugh Jackman in an Instagram post saying, my friend and my favorite actor. He replied, and I'm crying again. Deadpool and Wolverine has grossed over $1 billion and still climbing. Who did Channing Tatum play in the film?
Oh, I don't know.
Gambit, Kennedy.
Mm.
3-2, question number 5. Today's National Potato Day. Which famous comedian was the voice of Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story movies?
It's a great question, Dan.
Thank you.
remember him yelling at his wife.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
get it.
Because he'd like to roast people too, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
3-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Yeah, that was tough. Good job, Gabby.
Those were hard.
I know, right?
Very, very difficult today. Yeah. Gabby, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we appreciate you listening on the way into Rosendale today. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Gabby from Norwood, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Matt from Melrose.
Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Also in with him are his kids, Jack and Isabel. Today is their last day before school starts.
So go live it.
What are you guys doing on your last day of summer break?
What are we doing?
We're going out with our dad for the whole day.
It's their daddy and kids day of fun.
Woohoo!
All right, you guys are going to blow it out. Let's do it.
Yeah, going to go everywhere. We're going to take a paint the town.
I love it. I love it so much.
We're going to all the best clubs.
Yeah.
This is the best. This is a good way to start.
Yeah.
Can't be Kennedy.
All right, Matt, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Good luck. You're it.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, as you know, that is a loss for you. Kennedy has now made her way into that soundproof studio and rethinking all of her life decisions. Are you ready, Matt?
We're ready.
Caitlin Olsen turned 49 on Sunday. She plays Sweet D on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. What is the name of the bar that is the central location of that show?
Oh, God. I don't know that one.
Isabel probably does.
Isabel, do you know that one?
What? Isabel, do you know it?
Are you an Always Sunny in Philadelphia fan?
No.
Eagles?
She went with the Eagles.
That's actually not a bad answer.
That's not the worst answer I've heard.
Question number two. Christina Aguilera says, unlike when she was a young pop star, nowadays she no longer gives a bleep about what you think about her body. Take a listen to this song and then finish the lyric. Is that right, Dan?
Yes, sorry.
All right, that's all right. Here we go. Finish the lyric.
Thank you.
You don't know that one?
It's all go.
I don't know that one.
It's all go. I watched it on YouTube, but I forget.
Yeah, sorry. Descendants did a version, but that's not it. So I think we don't know that one.
The Descendants did a version. Question number three. Doja Cat and Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things were spotted looking like a couple 2 years after Doja asked his co-star Noah Snapp to hook them up. Stranger Things is based off of the tabletop role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons in D&D. What is the person who organizes the game and creates the adventure details and challenges called?
Is it the Dragon Master?
Question.
That's what I'm going with.
Question number four. Five people have been charged in the death of Friends star Matthew Perry, including his personal assistant and three separate doctors. Which drug that is often used to treat depression was involved with his death?
I read about this. I don't know it.
All right. And question number five. Halle Berry is fighting her ex-husband for full custody of their 10-year-old son. In 2002, Halle Berry became the first black woman to ever win the Best Actress Oscar for her role in which movie? Anything, Matt?
I know the movie. I'm just trying to think of the name of it. It's got Puff Daddy and Buff Thornton. And I, yeah.
No.
Uh-oh, guys. I think it's Mel time.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's a tough way to start Daddy's Day of Fun.
Yeah, all right. It's all uphill from here.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Matt with his kids, Jack and Isabel, on their last day of summer, got zero.
No!
Out of five.
No, that can't be true.
Yes.
Come on.
Now, are we calling this a Mac or a Mel? Is it now called a Mac, or are we continuing on with
Mel? We'll be the first Mac.
I'm here for the Mac.
Dan?
All right. Do you want to be the first Mac? We'll
Return
first
of the Mac it is.
It is. That is what we call a Mac.
I was changing it because I didn't want to have to
I would like
to
retire the theme
anymore.
Song as well.
Yes, it needs something new, Carson. Yeah.
It's the miggity, 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 Mac. How about that?
Anything's better than that. All right,
yes, our intern Mac got a 0 out of 5 on his last day on the show last week. So, Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Kaylin Olson turned 49 on Sunday. She played Sweet D on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. What is the name of the bar that is the central location of the show?
Patty's Pub.
Patty's Pub. But Isabel was correct. It is in Philadelphia when she mentioned the Eagles. 1-0. Question number two. Christina Aguilera says, unlike when she was a young pop star, nowadays she no longer gives a bleep about what you think.
So nice to get there.
Kennedy, take a listen to this song and then finish the lyric. I'm a
like what you do. Right?
So close. Gotta like what you do.
Oh.
1-0. Question number three. Doja Cat and Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things were spotted looking like a couple, Kennedy.
I'm here for it.
Remember, she shot her shot.
She did.
Stranger Things is based off of a tabletop role-playing game, Dungeons & Dragons. In D&D, what is the person who organizes the game and creates the adventure details and challenges called?
Dungeon Master?
Dungeon Master, not Dragon Master. That is correct.
We were close.
2-0. 5 people have been charged in the death of French star Matthew Perry, including his personal assistant and 3 separate doctors. Which drug that is often used to treat depression was involved?
Ketamine.
3-0. Question number 5. Halle Berry is fighting her ex-husband for full custody of their 10-year-old son. In 2002, Halle Berry became the first black woman ever to win the Best Actress Oscar for her role in which movie?
Monsters Ball.
Monsters Ball is it. Nice
I would hope
work.
Your children haven't seen it.
I haven't seen that either, actually.
It is dark.
Monsters Ball?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dark.
Very, very dark. All right, so the final score is 4-0. Kennedy gets the win. Congratulations, Kennedy. Matt and Jack and Isabel, we do appreciate you getting up early on your last day of summer.
We do. And I hope you guys have the best day ever.
What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
All right, we're Matt,
Jack, Isabel,
from Melrose, and
you can't be Kennedy.
Oh, you're so cute.
We'll be back next year. Now.
Let's go. Okay.
Next last day of summer, we'll see you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Casey from Swansea.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, Kennedy.
Taking the kids Zoe and Cam to Canobie Lake Park.
Oh. Let's go.
I drive past it every time I get weighed in, and every time I'm like, I should go to on a roller coaster. Go get on a roller coaster.
I'm going on Friday.
Are you really?
Yeah. There's a Taylor Swift impersonator up there.
She is so good.
My girlfriend's like, we're going.
She is next level. Next level good.
All of their impersonator bands that they have there. We saw Bruno, fake Bruno Mars, who was awesome. There was fake
AC/DC.
AC/DC.
Yeah.
Aerosmith, y'all.
Yeah, fake Aerosmith.
That had people who follow them around.
Oh, I remember that. Yep. No, they had people convinced it was Aerosmith. They were. All right. So, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Casey?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
How old are Zoe and Cam?
Zoe's 11 and Cam is 7.
Nice. All right, here we go. Kennedy's gone into the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Super simple. Oh, question all number right. one. Liam Payne is in some hot water following comments he made in a video shared by his girlfriend on social media. Fans are calling him misogynistic. And Liam's ex-fiance even came out and called him toxic. Liam Payne rose to fame in which boy band?
One Direction.
Former President Bill Clinton turned 78 years old today. Which instrument is Slick Willie known for playing?
The saxophone.
Post Malone's F1 Trillion is finally here, and the reactions have been overwhelmingly positive. Who features on this song from the album with Post Malone? Take a listen. Name the artist.
Morgan Wallen.
Singer Christina Perry celebrating her 38th today. Her biggest hit is a song called Jar of Blank.
Sunshine.
Question number 5. Rumors are spreading that Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter were no longer an item, but Barry seemed to dismiss the rumors by liking Sabrina's recent Instagram post. Barry Keoghan starred in which movie in 2023 about a student at Oxford who becomes fixated with a popular student that invites him to spend the summer at his country home?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Carson, you want to hear something cool? That Zoe isn't only going to Canopy Lake today. I'm pretty sure she's performing at Canopy Lake today.
What?
Yeah, her little dance group is doing like a whole performance there.
What is the name of her dance group?
Axel Dance Academy.
All right. Well, nice job by them. Have a great performance. And shout out to Cam for supporting his sister.
Not to. Oh, yeah. Big fan.
There's nothing to do with the rides at all.
No.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Casey got 3 out of 5, correct?
All right. Well done, friends.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Liam Payne is in some hot water following comments he made in a video shared by his girlfriend on social media. Fans are calling him misogynistic, and Liam's ex-fiance even came out and called him toxic. Liam Payne rose to fame in which boy band?
One Direction.
Tie to 1. Question number 2. Former President Bill Clinton turning 78 years old today. Which instrument is Slick Willie known for playing?
The saxophone.
Hey, Kennedy, it's your boy, Slick Willie. haven't talked to you in a while, Kennedy.
It's been a while. I hear you're going to be in Chicago this weekend.
I see you've lost a little bit of weight over there, Kennedy. You know, I like them thick with 2 C's. Tied at 2. It was nice of former president to join us on the show
Always great to
Post Malone's F1 Trillion is finally here, and the reactions have been overwhelmingly positive. Who features on this song from the album with Post Malone? Take a listen. Name.
Morgan Wallen?
That is correct. The duet with Dolly Parton, by the way.
So good.
Yes, I like it. Tied at 3. Question number 4. Singer Christina Perry also celebrating her birthday today, 38. Her biggest hit is titled Jar of Blank.
Hearts.
Jar of Hearts, not Sunshine. That's Pocket Full of Sunshine. Jar of Hearts.
Got a pocket full of sunshine.
4 to 3. Question number 5. Rumors were spreading that Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter were no longer an item, but Barry seemed to dismiss the rumors by liking her post on Instagram.
They're fine, y'all. It'll be fine.
He starred in which 2023 movie about a student at Oxford who becomes fixated with a popular student that invites him to spend the summer at his country home?
Saltburn?
Yes. Very awkward scene in that movie with
that he improvised, from my understanding. Yeah.
It's not the first time he'd done that then, I guess.
No, I think it just spoke to him.
Have you seen that movie?
No, that's another movie I haven't seen.
I think
seen.
He was just sitting there in that space and was like, well,
let's go.
Why
for it.
Not?
Well, I hear it's very weird.
I can think
really
of a lot
good.
Of reasons why not. 5-3 is the final score, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Nice job. Casey, I'm sorry I don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you guys listening this morning on your way to Canobie Lake Park. Zoe, Cam, have a great day, okay?
Yeah, have fun. Break legs.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
We are Casey, Zoe, and Cam from Swansea, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Have fun on the Yankee Cannonball.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.